T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to wish you a happy National Guacamole Day, Lee.
Not a fan, but
National
thank you anyway.
Guacamole Day. How in people are really into this stuff, right? Like anything with avocados. New survey, fully 21% of Americans, that's like one in five, said they would rather swim with sharks in shark-infested waters for a minute than give up guacamole for a full year. I will hand over the guacamole right now before I will get into the waters with shark.
Well, like I said, not a guac fan, so doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Well, you know where all this guac stuff comes from, right? The guacamole is obviously a vegetable fruit thing. And it's a it's not meat, right? So it's a place, one of the rare places that's not meat that you can get what's supposed to be good fats, right? Like good saturated fats that are healthy for you, saturated and unsaturated fats.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah. Well, but that's I'm glad you said that. If you say so. So people think, still mistakenly think, that we know like the animal fats are bad for me. They're bad for my heart. So I mean, I still need fat. So maybe I should get it for some vegetables. That's what's made guacamole and avocados so popular, right? Did you see what happened over the weekend?
No, I did not.
I have been on this since I walked through the doors here nearly 5 years ago. How it's so strange. I mean, it is so strange. What are the odds? Every bit of heart health advice, physical health advice that the government has doled out has in over the past, 30, 40 years, has not only turned out to be dead wrong, it's exactly what you should do if you want to shorten your life. What are the odds that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in cut salt, though, that actually turns out causes strokes. God knows how many strokes they caused. Your body gets rid of most of the salt that you don't need. The only people who need to be concerned are people who have super high blood pressure problems, and probably not even them. Animal fat, saturated fat. Don't eat that steak, man. That's going to kill your heart. Actually, no. And we're finding this out now, right? We're learning that all this advice the government's been giving out for the last 40 years is not only a lie, but designed to shorten your life. I think purposely. Or no, wait, do we know all along?
So do you think then that it's a government plot to have to not pay Social Security?
It wouldn't surprise me. Look, the left is always trying to find a way to kill off old people and undesirables, are they not?
Yeah,
so, okay. But, you know, they didn't really know, right? They did. Do you know where they found the largest ever study? Ever conducted, gold standard study showing that animal fat, saturated animal fat, not only doesn't hurt you, it could be good for your heart.
Let me guess, a government study.
Yeah, it was a huge one, biggest one ever done. Do you know when it was done? You know when we've known this since? 1968.
Okay, I was going to say earlier, but that didn't surprise me.
Yeah, 1968. It was conducted 1968 through 1973. It was a massive study. Do you know where they just found it? Buried in a basement. They buried it. No, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. What happened was that there was a paper published in 1989 that showed that replacing saturated fats in your diet with, like, you know, vegetable oils, which are made with a ton of chemicals.
Yeah.
Ugh, you do not want to eat that crap. Not corn oil, not olive oil even.
Butter's better than margarine.
It's bad. It's bad. I mean, you should see the list of chemicals it takes to get fat out of those things. It's not good. It's a cold press process. So, you know, we've just discovered this. No, we didn't. The government buried it. They buried it. You know why? Because it's all these animal rights activists. It's all a bunch of liberals.
Yep.
That's what this is. You can't get a grant for this stuff. So the guy who did it, who was a huge believer in polyunsaturated fats, in other words, vegetable fats, vegetable oil, it's going to be great. So this researcher, this doctor goes and does the massive study, biggest ever done, and finds the opposite. Actually, saturated animal fats are fine for your heart. They're not better than polyunsaturated fats. They're not better than vegetable based, you know, oils and stuff like that. And he buries it. He buries the study. His children think because he was afraid he'd never get a grant again. So the thing gets buried for 40 years. For 40 years, we have known this, and it just got buried. So basically, and by the way, the study was done by the National Institutes of Health, not some guy. The National Institutes of Health, and all of this time they've been telling us the opposite when they knew better. That's stunning. I mean, you got to think at some point they're like the New York Times and they just make stuff up.
They're out to get big beef.
Yeah, that's what they are, though. They are. Anyway, this has just come out and it's been published in the Scientific American and in the, what is it, the leading British health journal?
The Lancet.
No, actually, it's not the Lancet. Okay. It's the other one. It's here. All right. Anyway, yeah, they've just studied this, but they've just published it, but they've known it for 40 years. So, folks, I mean, the advice the federal government has given us has made us what? Obese, has shortened our lifespans. Doctors are repeating it. Eat good carbs. No, eat the carbs. Yeah, just the good ones. Don't eat the animal fats. Well, how would replace with vegetable oil? No, eat the animal fats. Lee, this is so easy to prove. I mean, I just know from getting an archaeology degree. I mean, we know what our ancestors ate. It's not a mystery. We can tell by synthesizing what's left on their teeth. They ate mostly meat and some vegetables where they could find it. That's what they ate. That's why our brains got big. We know this, but we've tried to rewrite this history over the last 50 years. I don't know, to kill people. I'm not sure. I want to pay Social Security. I do know this, though. The older people get, the more likely they are to vote Republican.
Maybe that's why they're trying to rewrite every type of history, whether it's our founding documents.
God, everything's fake, isn't it?
Whether it's something political, whether it's the Civil War or whatever.
Sexual history of Brett Kavanaugh. I mean,
yeah. Exactly. It doesn't matter. We're going to rewrite history.
Just make it up.
Yeah.
It's all made up. Now, the significance of this, and an American thinker points this out this morning, the Scientific American, which broke this in, on our side of the pond. Hey, look, y'all been lied to for 40 years and we knew the whole time. The National Institutes of Health knew the whole time. They were putting out the bogus dietary guidelines that they were a crock, right? They buried this study. Well, you know what the Scientific American also pushes? Global warming.
Yeah.
Settled science, you know.
And this is also the crowd that pushed the Michelle Obama school lunch debacle.
Yep.
All the nasty stuff they were trying to get kids to eat, and all they did was throw it away.
Part of the reason it's so nasty is because it doesn't have salt in it. Right. You need salt. You need to eat salt. If you crave salt, eat it. Ignore what your doctor's saying.
As a condiment, as an entree.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to try it as an entree, you won't get far anyway. I don't think you'll hurt yourself. You know what I mean? After a teaspoon or two, you're going to be like, ah. Your body knows how much salt it needs, and it knows when it's done. Listen to it and not your doctor. Your doctor is just repeating talking points from idiots with an agenda. I hate to say that. I know I'm going to get a lot of texts from angry doctors, but that's a fact. They've got me. Do you remember though? They got us off eggs? I can remember my parents in a panic getting all the eggs out of the house, like as if they were glowing, as if they were nuclear,
Hey, eggs are my friends.
Yeah.
Enjoyed a couple of them this morning along with a couple of pieces of sausage. So
good for you. That's why you're losing so much weight there. You're eating the animal fats.
Yeah.
That could be anything left of you. You keep going there,
No, there's no danger of that.
You look great, though, I have to say. Doing fantastic. Ignoring that medical advice from the government. That's how you get thin.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The stunning economic data continues to roll in. Folks, I told you when Trump levied the tariffs, I said, listen, import prices are going to go down. I told you this. A really smart sixth grader and your average eighth grader could have figured this out if exposed to actual economics. This is not hard stuff to figure out. And I told you why import prices would go down. Now, I will admit, I didn't think it happened this fast. But capitalism always shocks me at how fast it goes. And we don't practice a lot of it, so we don't get to see how fast it works all the time. So I'm going to take a victory lap today. I told you. When all the other pundits were saying, tariffs are a tax and the cost is always passed along to the consumer. Trump's just taxing the consumer. Prices are going to go up. Import prices are going to go up. I said they would not. I said, maybe a tiny bit at the outset, but they'll go come crashing down. I told you to pull out a map. It's not hard to do. Pull out a map. Look at the map. There's China. Okay, China. Are there any other countries on the map besides China and the U.S.? Oh, look. There's Indonesia. Oh, look. Wait, there's Vietnam and India. All those places. Places that have low labor costs that produce cheap stuff. So, like, if China wasn't going to produce our cheap stuff, like, who would? Oh, Bali? All these other places. They would jump into the supply line. I also told you this. We have no idea what goods are worth. There is no way to get market value on many goods because the Chinese have so manipulated the market by the Communist Party subsidizing the price of creating the goods. And it's so ridiculous. Do you know the Chinese have overtaken the furniture industry? They used to be big in the Carolinas, especially North Carolina. It was decimated. A report came out, 6 weeks ago? The Chinese subsidize over 70% of the cost to make the furniture they sell us. They are not beating us at capitalism. They are going massively into debt to kill off industries so that once they kill the industry off, they have a monopoly. That's why we don't know what stuff costs. And then when the Chinese finally got out or pushed out of the supply line, we could actually have enough companies and countries coming into that supply line to even know what stuff is worth. The talking heads on television assume that the Chinese price is the lowest. Well, we don't know. Nobody else is in the supply line. They wouldn't dare. The Chinese will just subsidize the product more till they go out of business. Then jack it up and create a monopoly. And so I said, as China flees the supply line, prices will go down. The other reason you knew China would do this is they've always manipulated the currency. They would manipulate their currency to cheapen their dollar and make their imports more affordable. I predicted both things. CNBC, Fox Business, all the geniuses with the big letters next to their name said the opposite. Tariffs are a tax. Import prices going up, including Goldman Sachs. Now, what should you take investment advice from? Your humble host, who's as smart as an eighth grader, or Goldman Sachs? You might have said Goldman Sachs. You'd be wrong. They got it wrong. I got it right. This is amazing. Conservative Treehouse has, for some bizarre reason, CNBC tweeted a story from May over the weekend. I don't know why they retweeted it. This is from May. Here's the tweet. The cost of Trump's, this is the headline of the story. The cost of Trump's tariffs has fallen entirely on U.S. businesses and households, Goldman Sachs said. Goldman Sachs said the cost of tariffs has fallen entirely on American businesses and households with a greater impact on consumer prices than previously expected. This is May. The bank said that consumer prices are higher partly because Chinese exporters have not lowered their prices to better compete in the U.S. market. Goldman Sachs, folks, supposed to be gold-plated investment advice. Not only do they manage billions of dollars for their customers, as they lie, Multinationals direct their investments, including investments into this country and others, according to what they say. And in May, they said two things. Prices had gone up, and consumers in America were bearing the brunt of those prices. Goldman Sachs, folks. Now, look, I wouldn't blame you for taking the financial advice of Goldman Sachs over your humble host in the past, okay? I mean, they got a good reputation. Going forward, you ought to know better. I have put, for all to see, a chart on my Facebook page that I think you should take a look at. From the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, a federal agency. If you had to guess, Goldman Sachs reported in May, as if it were true, that import prices had gone up. That U.S. consumers were bearing the brunt of that. We just got the August numbers. You think import prices are up, the same, or they've gone down? Down. They're down by 2% across the board, despite Trump's tariffs. Down. You know how big a deal it is for import prices to have gone down by 2%? I mean, in a typical year, if import prices went up by 2%, just inflation, that'd be about right. They went down. You can't dispute it. It is scientific fact. Settled science. Import prices down 2% over a year ago. What about May? When CNBC and Goldman Sachs were lying to you. We got May now. We got the May data. You want to hear it? You know, in May, when Goldman Sachs was telling you import prices were up because of Trump's tariffs, tariffs had been added to the imports. What really happened in May? Well, now we know. They either lied or got it really wrong. Import prices in May were down 0.9%. It's almost 1%. Down 0.9% over a year ago. So every talking head you ever saw on television who told you tariffs are a tax and the consumers are bearing the brunt of it lied. They either lied or they ought to have their jobs taken away. Because let me tell you something, folks. Since Trump's tariffs, import prices have gone down across the board. They are down 2% from a year ago. If import prices are down, consumers can't be bearing the brunt of higher import prices because there aren't any. Thank you very much. You are smart as an eighth grader. Host has just beaten Goldman Sachs in her investment prediction. By the way, I got to read this to you coming up. There is a guy on my Facebook page thanking me for looking, making him look like a genius in his marketing and sales meetings with his company. He deals directly with Chinese imports, and he took my advice, not Goldman Sachs, and he's killing it. His company is killing it. Folks, look, I'd like to take credit, but this is not hard stuff to figure out. You let more people into the supply chain for the first time, and they get to compete head-on with China. What's going to happen to prices? They're going to go down, and they did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You've heard it. You know the lie. Tariffs, you see, are a tax. And so the cost is being passed along to the American people. This is said as fact over and over and over and over. It is a complete and total lie. Wasn't happening last month. Didn't happen the month before. Didn't happen the month before that. We know that for a fact because the U.S. Bureau of Labor has just published statistics for the last 3 months. And in every one of those months, incredibly, unbelievably, import prices are down. Now, import prices should go up year to year. I mean, percent, 1.2, 1.5, maybe 2.0 because of inflation, right? Generally, I mean, that wouldn't be surprising. What's shocking is that with regular inflation and tariffs, the price of imports is down by a lot. Now, so the next time you see some fool on television saying, well, you know, tariffs are a tax, and, you know, it is indisputable the price is being passed along to American consumers. It is not. Across the board, on average, import prices are down 2%. 2%. They were down 2% in August over the year before, 1.9%. In July over the year before, 2% over the year before in June, and 0.9% over the year before in May. Are these numbers a secret? No. Anybody who cares to can look them up. None of the talking heads who lie to you every day bother. Why? Because they want to keep getting paid by CNN Business or CNBC or Fox Business. And the only way to do that is to lie. That's because all of the advertisers at the breaks are multinationals, or a lot of them are. They pay for the lie with their advertising dollars. I want to read something to you. This is exactly as I predicted. Import prices would decline with tariffs on China. Now, the only thing I got wrong, I thought it would take a little longer than it has. It was instant. I didn't see that part coming, but I did predict the decline in import prices. And I explained to the nth degree why that would happen, because you would have a ton of competition entering the supply line for the first time in decades. A lot of competition. What does that do? Makes prices go up if you listen to CNBC, morons. It makes them go down. Here's Derek Mellum. I assume he doesn't mind me using his name since he posted this on my Facebook page. Hey, Tara. The supermajority of goods my company sells are currently produced in China. Thank you, Tara, for letting us in on the scam that the prices would go up once the tariffs were introduced. I brought this up in a sales meeting another number of months ago, he said after listening to me. And now I look like a hero, as about 50% of our goods have already been reduced in price. Of course, we are pulling more now from Vietnam, Malaysia, and Western Russia. I'm not surprised about that, Derek. They finally able to enter the supply line. He continues, Tara, if not for you, I might not have even noticed this was happening. We were warned again and again by my managers that the tariff would increase prices and lower sales. But in my position, I get to see the cost out of port in China and the landed cost here in the U.S. Many companies, he writes, tried to up their prices and blame the tariff. But I caught on to the trick. And now we've become a price leader by keeping our original margins and continuous quality. Seriously, dumb old me. Here in Charlotte, North Carolina, increased our national sales because your Facebook page taught me how to get the podcast for 106.3 in Greenville, all because I listened to and loved your show back in the 90s on WBT. I hope I'll be able to get this podcast on demand for eternity, but I know you've got to be destined for something greater. Well, thank you very much, Derek. But you know, I'm thrilled I was able to make you look like a genius at your company. Folks, I just beat Goldman Sachs' predictions. I am not smarter than an eighth grader. It is very easy to figure this stuff out. They choose not to. Again, the lie that has just been devastatingly debunked by federal data from the Labor Bureau is that tariffs are a tax. You've heard this before, and it's passed on the consumers. And prices are going up, man. Prices are going up. Consumers taking it on the chin. No. Prices have not gone up, so consumers cannot be taking it on the chin. Again, prices down. Stunning. Prices down 2% over a year ago in August. Prices down 1.9% over a year ago in July. Prices down 2% over a year ago in June. Prices down 0.9% over a year ago in May. These stats have been out. And still they lie and lie and lie and lie and lie to you. They manipulate you. What you see on the business reports is as manipulated as this Brett Kavanaugh story in the New York Times, which was a total and complete lie. They live to manipulate you politically. You know what is stunning, folks? You just take a step back from this, okay? What I just debunked was the Goldman Sachs forecast from May. Ripped it apart. I was right. They got it wrong. Now, I have a hard time believing that the analysts at Goldman Sachs are not as smart as some talk show host in Greenville, North Carolina with a journalism and archaeology degree. I don't believe that. I think they're probably smarter than me, most of them. They probably went to Ivy League schools, a lot of them. I think they lie to you. And that's stunning. And that they continue the lie in the face of statistics showing import prices are down, not up. So the cost cannot be passed along to the consumer. When you think about this, Goldman Sachs advises billions of dollars worth of wealth. The owners of billions of dollars worth of wealth. And their advice is used in quarterly investment decisions by the biggest multinational companies on earth. And they are willing to annihilate their credibility. They got none right now. In the hopes they can manipulate their investors into bad investments that will tank the economy and defeat Donald Trump. This is the insanity you're looking at. Because I'm telling you, folks, I'm not smarter than these people. Wish I was. I'm not. They know this. I mean, my God. How in May does Goldman Sachs forecast increased consumer prices? Say they're happening right then in May when they look at April and see that the price of imports was down 0.2%. They couldn't have missed these numbers. They're lying. They're lying in the hopes of manipulating their investors into making bad decisions that hurt the economy. This is the depth of their commitment to destroying Donald J. Trump. And it is stunning. Never seen anything like it. So the next time you hear that tariffs are increasing import costs, import prices, and that's being passed on to the consumer, just shake your head. Maybe send an email to the person if you can reach them. You know, these online commentators. Tell them to check out the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You know, real federal data. Check it out. Learn a few things about the economy before you go on the air and run your mouth. It's not hard to understand.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texture Rich, this is Alan from Greer, commenting on me getting the financial forecast right all summer and Goldman Sachs getting it wrong. Alan writes, Goldman Sachs publishes one thing for the public, but in private meetings with their big clients, they tell the truth, just like good leftists. Now the texture writes, how can anyone trust Goldman Sachs? They're being run by a guy who grew up in a housing project located in Brooklyn, the armpit of New York City. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I'm sure the big multinationals get the real story. It's the smaller investors that take it on the chin for the misinformation. And again, what I've done here is debunk the lie. You probably hear it again today if you tune into Fox Business or CNN Business or CNBC. They've been saying again and again that the tariffs are raising import prices. That's the first lie. And the second lie is that those costs are being passed on to the consumer. Both things are lies. Tariff prices are right now down 2% over a year ago. So there are not increased costs, thus the increased costs cannot be passed on to the consumer. Goldman Sachs forecasted, said that this actually was fact on the ground in May, when in fact prices were down nearly 1% import prices over the year before. Everybody knew that in May, yet Goldman Sachs, against all logic and all details, financial and economic details, was printing the opposite. Stunning, because they advise billions of dollars worth of wealth. And companies take their investment advice. You cannot do a thing like that. They're not this stupid. Unless you're just trying to tank the economy using your clients' money. That's their commitment, the level of their commitment to destroying Donald J. Trump. Why would Goldman Sachs do this? Do you know what company has provided most of the funding for the Chinese to come in and buy out factories after their trade cheating closes down industries? Do you know what company does that? Billions of dollars lent to the Chinese government. It's Goldman Sachs. See them coming in here buying all the pig farms? Goldman Sachs money. Oh, yeah, they're in it up to their knees. All right, Texter writes, I think the news on Bobby Mack's show reported that the tariffs were affecting the farmers. It's hard to listen to the news when it contradicts your reports, Tara. I imagine that's frustrating for you. No, that doesn't contradict my report. The farmer situation has to do with retaliatory tariffs from China. What I just did was looked at import prices across the board. The lie I debunked, and I'm sure there are individual products somewhere in there that are affected, but the lie I debunked was that import prices were going up for consumers. The cost of the tariffs was increasing prices for consumers. That's the lie. It's a total lie. The report was not, well, it's increasing some prices for some farmers. It's hurting just the farm. No, that's not the lie. The lie is across the board, tariffs, Trump's tariffs have impacted prices for consumers. They have gone up. That is a lie. They are down 2%. Therefore, they cannot be affecting. Consumers cannot be taking it on the chin. They cannot be paying more across the board. I didn't get into farmers. That's a special situation anyway. There's a lot of tit for tat going on there. Chinese no longer buying some goods. We're no longer buying some of their goods. So, I mean, yeah, it's more complicated than just that. But across the board, it's a lie. Thank you, though, for your text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.